And welcome now to the midday for, it must be Thursday already. I'm Norman Gilliland, and Thursday puts us just one day away from a concert by the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, one of their masterworks series, and featuring works by Boccherini and Bartok and Ponce and Halfter, and featuring also as the centerpiece, the guitarist Mabel Milan. Welcome to the midday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have you been traveling much, playing the guitar around the world?
Yes, I have been traveling a lot, and now I'm so happy to be here in Madison, my first time here.
Well, I hope you enjoy Madison. I'm sure Madison will enjoy you.
Thank you.
Your performances. The first part I was curious about is the Boccherini, which is a guitar quintet. He was famous for his guitar quintets. And how are you playing this? Guitar and orchestra, guitar and quartet? How are you going to do that?
I will play tomorrow with the quintet, the Boccherini, yes, the violin, viola and cello, and me, and then the Ponce with the whole orchestra.
And the Boccherini is it's a special little kind of a program piece, isn't it? A descriptive piece.
Yeah, it's a really good one, and it's very Spanish because besides, we are playing with a dancer who's dancing while we are playing, and it has a lot of Spanish rhythm, and it's a very nice piece.
Do you play with dancers often?
No, I have never been played with a dancer before.
So it's a little bit of a different dimension, a new thing to think about then when you play?
Yeah, maybe yes, because you have to try to go at the same time with the dancer and not just the music, instead of everything has to be perfect.
Well, that'll be exciting. So string quartet plus guitar plus dancer as the opening performance on this concert tomorrow night. By the way, in case I don't get around to mentioning it later, it's at 7:30 tomorrow night at the Capitol Theater in Madison, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, with Mabel Milan, my guest for the first time and her first visit ever to Madison. About classical music, where you come from, near Cordoba,
yeah,
in Spain. There must be so much guitar music in Spain. Is it kind of hard to be appreciated?
Well, guitar and all the classical music in Spain is not very valued. Because we have a long career. You start with when you are 8 years old, and it's very hard because you have to be like 14 years studying. But at the same time, it's not very valued. We have to go abroad so as to study to get a master. I did it in Italy. So, well, but I'm very happy to play guitar at the same time.
And I'm sure that it's still very much appreciated in other countries.
Yes,
when you play the guitar. And it was fairly recent, by which I mean 200 years ago or so, that the guitar really became an instrument of classical music. Certain composers brought the guitar into the world of classical music, Soler and Giuliani and some of the others, fairly recently.
Yes. Now, for example, Leo Brouwer, who is a guitarist, composed a lot of pieces for guitar, but at the same time, there are a lot of composers who try to take the guitar music to his music. So it's amazing.
And there's a lot of music that... Well, like Albanus is a good example, and I think Granados too, where they write piano music, but it's reminiscent of guitar music, and so guitarists right away latch on to it.
Yeah, sure. So there are a lot of transcription and also about Albanus, Asturias, and all these the Spanish music are played with, you can play with a guitar, yes.
It's very convenient for those guitars out there and a boon for us who get to listen to it. We have two or three things of yours, many recordings, one of which won a Grammy, right?
Yes.
Leo Brouwer, was it? Was that the one that won the Grammy, 2017, was it?
Really, I won with Brouwer because the category was best contemporary music, classical music. And I went to Las Vegas so as to have a nice experience, and I get surprised because we won the Grammy.
an exciting visit to Las Vegas.
Yeah, so nice.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Well, speaking of various countries, appreciating guitar music, we have this Hungarian Fantasy that you recorded. And who's the composer?
Johann Kaspar Merz is
and
the composer.
What's going on in this piece?
Well, Hungary Fantasy shows lots of all our feelings. I mean, you can play that piece and you can you have a passage that you can feel angry or happy. You can express all your feelings in just one piece. It's a really good one. I like playing in all my concerts.
Thank you.
That was Mabel Milan, my guest today, performing the work of Johann Kaspar Merz's Hungarian Fantasy, and sounded a lot like a Spanish fantasy, too. But did you enjoy listening to that? When did you record that?
Yes, I enjoyed a lot. I recorded in last year.
Oh, just last year?
Yeah.
And have a twin sister?
Yes, love it.
Which right away kind of boggles the mind, but it must be fun for you to perform together. And she's a pianist.
Yes, she's a pianist, but at the same time, it's very difficult to play with her, because we are like people don't like the duo.
It's that combination.
Yeah, it's in at the school, not in general. The public is very, people are very lucky and very happy to listen to us. But when we tried to do the duo at the music school, they told us, no, it's a very strange combination, and you have to play she with a violin and me with another violin. But we are very happy to do the duo. I think it's very special.
I'm glad we're not at school right now, then.
Yeah.
We have that possibility, and comparing those two. Unfortunately, have you recorded then with your sister?
No, I haven't recorded. I would like it, and Naxos USA wants me to record another CD, and I would like to be with her. I wish.
I hope they see the value in performing guitar and piano combination. It's very rare, but it works very beautifully the time or two that I've heard it.
Yes, I think so.
Now we have this piece by Mexican composer Manuel Ponce, which apparently doesn't translate. Escasino.
Yeah.
And what are you doing when you play that?
Well, the Escasino is like a lullaby, the song that we sing to the children before going to sleep. And it's a nice one when you listen it.
Thank you. the piece Escasino, a lullaby by Manuel Ponce, played by my guest for the midday today, Mabel Milan, who is performing with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra tomorrow evening at 7:30, the Capitol Theater, playing the Boccherini Guitar Quintet, or the movement, the Fandango movement from it, which is very colorful and exciting, and then also the colorful Concierto del Sur by Manuel Ponce, also on the program Bartok Romanian Dances and Halfter's Sinfonietta in D. Now, we have also the Serenata Española of Joaquin Malats, and this is another chance for you to have some color in the, yeah, in the playing. What will we be listening for?
I always say that the serenata is a piece to dance, and it's generally very common, especially in the south of Spain, and it has a special rhythm, and the rhythm is repeated during all the piece. And actually, the serenata is a song that everybody in the south of Spain, well, maybe lots of years ago, not now, but yes, they sing at the weddings when someone is getting married, and it's very, very special. Yeah.
In this Serenata Española by Joaquin Malats.
Thank you.
Serenata Española by Joaquin Malats, played by my guest today, Mabel Millan, who's playing with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra tomorrow night, 7:30, playing the Boccherini Guitar Quintet with a quintet and a dancer, and also the Ponce Concierto del Sur. And before you take off on this busy day for you, Mabel, I know that you mentioned early on that it's difficult to make a living from classical music in Spain. And so you have another career entirely.
Yeah.
you're going to become a judge?
I'm prosecutor, public prosecutor.
A prosecutor?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you prosecuted anyone yet?
Yeah. I decided to study law because to have another possibility in the future. Because, as I have told you before, the music in Spain is very difficult. But at the same time, we have to travel alone around the world, and it's a difficult life. So I decided to do the exam to be a prosecutor, that in Spain is the same one to become a judge. And now I'm working in Barcelona at the court there. And I'm so happy with that profession.
Really? You enjoy being a prosecutor? I suppose you must.
Yes.
If you're doing it.
Yes, because we help a lot of people more than everybody thinks.
I'm sure that's true. Yeah. Well, it's certainly been a pleasure meeting you and hearing about you and your music, and looking forward to your concert tomorrow night and a return visit to Wisconsin and Madison.
Thank you, I hope.
Look forward to that. Next stop is our 12:30 quiz question here on WPR.